Alderman Dandridge.
You are aware that this was part of a bid district, correct? Bid 41, the bid district?
No, it's not.
Well, there were a lot of businesses that there was a coalition, and they met with several businesses, and even at NML they held meetings, because I was attending those meetings, and actually Kristen Wilhelms. I don't know if it's together anymore, but they were sharing a lot of information back then, and they even approached the Common Council and asked us to do something several years ago. And we did not join that organization. Do you recall that, Mr. Mayor?
I do. It never was formed.
Never was formed.
There was no benefit, and it could.
Correct. It was never formed, but
I think what you're trying to highlight, I believe, is all the public meetings that the DOT held, along with the 27th Street Steering Committee, for all the businesses along the road on a lot. I'd put a number out, but I'd be wrong.
Right.
A lot of occasions.
Correct.
So it's not.
Yeah, they asked me initially to be the president of this coalition to stop it, and I said, "No way, and not crossing that line."
So you missed the meeting they voted this on.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Tease it there.
I know.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. City Attorney.
And Mr. Platt, you did mention appeal. City appeal to the state. There is a property owner right to appeal. It's to the circuit court.
What would that cost me as an individual?
$15,000-$20,000.
That's pretty low. For that, I'd do it.
I'm teasing.
I know. It's probably $100,000 at least, and not going to win.
You're only out six.
Pardon?
You're only out six.
Okay.
$6,100 I'm out so far. Plus my
actually, 6119, if
right.
You want to be exact.
So you can hire an attorney for a lot more.
Okay. Dick, we okay? Is there anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone else? Yes, sir. Please come forward and give us your name and address.
Yeah, my name is Mirko Lakic. I'm from Park Motel, 7273 South 27th Street. A few days ago, maybe a week ago or so, I called the city attorney. I believe you recall that when I talked to you. Thank you for returning my call. I'm over here and I said that to city attorney that my question is, when we got proposal from DOT to do the construction on 27th Street, and they also purchased some of my land, like Mr. Pratt said, nobody said anything about that city, those lights, street lights, going to cost us as a property owners at that time, or later on, nobody from City of Franklin sent us a letter or phone call or anything. This is what it's going to cost you. We're going to install city street lights. It's going to cost you. And this is not fair that you guys, after it's done, charging us. I don't think it's, I said that it's not fair to us. And I oppose to pay any money to that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. City Attorney.
Just note for the record that when he said city attorney, he meant calling city engineer.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak on the matter? Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor.
Alderwoman Mayor, then Alderman Mayor.
I'll wait for the
Alderman.
Close it.
Let me close it. I will hereby close the public hearing. Alderwoman Mayor, then Alderman Mayor.
I have a question regarding why is it not being charged to the TID? Why was it not, I guess, approved in the TID?
The TID is paying for
it's special assessment city money.
Well, what I meant to say was there's a portion that's already being paid by the TID, Mr. City Attorney.
Did you say
is that the 50%?
Yes.
50%?
More than that, actually.
I understood it was city money, but I'm not running this project.
Mr. City Engineer.
I know that the TID is paying some funds, but I do not know. There we go.
Well, if we get to item two and then three, I mean, isn't a public hearing closed?
Mayor?
Quick, yes.
The entire 27th Street project is a TID 3 project. To the extent that Common Council determines that special assessments are appropriate for a portion of the portion of the project which is special assessed becomes a city cost because the TID won't pay for anything that is being paid for by property owners. So I believe in the engineer's report, the total cost of the lighting was something in the order of $348,000 with the special assessment portion totaling, when was it, 118? 113? $113,000. So the difference between 348 and 113 becomes a TID cost, and the 113 becomes a property owner cost through the special assessment process.
We knew that this was going to be decorative lighting from the very beginning.
This is not decorative lighting that we're talking about.
The lighting portion of this project, going back to when I started with the city in 2012, was known to be a special assessment project. Coming forward with the actual city resolution has been a delayed issue, but it's been in city documents and records that the lighting portion of this project was going to be a special assessed portion of the project from the very beginning.
Let's be clear on the numbers, just because we're mentioning a couple of different things. The $227,030.18 cost is for non-decorative lighting cost. We're not putting in non-decorative, but that's the cost. Divide that by two is $113,515, which is being assessed to the local adjacent. Alderman Mayor.
Question for the city attorney. What did you call this, a special advantage for the property owners? What did you say? What was your wording?
Special benefit.
Special benefit. Just kind of curious, just an observation here. This is the kind of thing that makes us all look bad. We're from the government. We're going to give you a special benefit. You have nothing to say about it, and then we're going to charge you for doing it.
That's what I'm
Yeah.
I am complaining.
Yeah. I understand. Nothing further.
Okay. Alderman D'Andrea.
Just one quick question. Do we know what Elk Creek is doing across the road?
I understand they are not special assessing, but I don't know how they're funding it.
But this, I mean, what we're doing here is we're keeping consistent lighting throughout this road, and it'll continuously go down as the DOT continues to improve 27th Street, correct?
That is the plan, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Mayor.
Is this lighting down the middle of the road? So there's lights
side.
On each side?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Your Honor, and how far back does this go? We've been talking about this.
Well, in terms of substantive discussions, 2005.
Exactly. So it's not a new conversation. This body has taken position on this time and time and time again. Public meetings, many public meetings, neighborhood meetings, DOT meetings. Alderman Danry talked about that organization that was, you know, you had businesses like Northwestern Mutual and others saying they wanted this. I think that's your point you're getting at.
Correct.
The group never officially formed, but they went up and down, and not everybody, you know, joined on, was a part of it. But I know the Staybridge Hotel, they were actually willing to pay an annual fee. They had like tiered amounts. They were actually willing to pay. And they weren't going to see any of the benefit down by them for years and years to come, yet they're willing to do it because they thought the value of what we were doing on 27th Street. So this is not a new topic. It wasn't like this was just dropped on someone mail the other day. This has been going on. But can we take a vote on 2 and 3 so I do have other plans.
Without objection, item G3, is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2016 and whatever it's going to be, a final resolution directing payment and levy a special assessment for installation of non-decorative streetlights on 27th
so
Street?
So moved.
I'll second.
And, Mr. City Attorney?
And subject to the changes to the engineer's report was read into the record at the start of the public.
Added paragraphs.
Is that your motion?
That's motion.
That's my second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
Madam Clerk?
Alderman Dambier?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
No.
The motion carries 3 ayes, 2 noes, no abstentions, 1 absent. Move back to item G2. Did we do G1?
We did G1.
Okay, item G2, which is the Plan Development District proposal for the 27th Street corridor, Mr. Deedle. 27th Street area, Oakwood Road.
So this is the rezoning. And so this is where the details are, some of the stuff we touched on previously. So again, the proposal that was at the public hearing in front of the Plan Commission proposing to rezone all this area south of Oakwood Road to a PDD 39, mixed-use business park. We're including all those parcels except for the one that's owned by Milwaukee County that would stay the current zoning. This business park would have, similar to the existing business park, two areas, one that's a little bit more for commercial and one that's not. It was the employment services area in the existing business park where the Culver's is. That was intended to be more for commercial uses and some of the business park uses. We're doing the same thing here. The land along 27th Street would be more a mixture of commercial and light industrial and office. The rest of the business park, the majority of the business park, would have very little commercial in it. There's a few exceptions. But it would be mostly light industrial, light manufacturing, and office. So very similar to the existing business park. One of the major differences that we touched on in this previous item, the existing business park has warehouse, distribution, and storage as a permitted use. The direction that I'd received earlier, we wanted to have this business park to be the same or better, this new one, as the existing one. So I had originally proposed, and what was in the Plan Commission packet showed warehouse, distribution, and storage as a special use. During that whole time I was drafting this, staff was talking about these items, trying to be more business friendly, trying to reflect what some of the upcoming what previous discussions were by brokers and developers and upcoming projects. So not only is there might have been a concept review or something for one of the properties for this flex building, there have been discussions with existing businesses in the existing business park who are running out of space and would like to move to another location, and if there's no location in Franklin, they'll go somewhere else. So all of that, staff conversations, all that information was provided to me, and we reached a compromise, and that's where I came up with this idea for a flex-use building. So there's a few communities across the country that use it. It's a little bit different, what we're proposing here, what I'm proposing here, than some of these examples. But the idea would be, so it's a little step back from what I had before, which straight up special use all the time. So the way it would currently, the way it would normally work as a special use is, the building is a special use, every tenant is a special use. This new proposal for flex use, the original building is a special use, all the future tenants would be a permitted use. And Alderman Taylor was correct about that point. So that is a step back from the original proposal, but I would point out that it's still a little bit better than the existing park where all those uses are permitted.
Alderman Taylor.
Your Honor, I'm gonna make a motion to table this to the following meeting for the simple fact that this was not shared with me at all. I mean, I didn't even really, I could kind of skip through the packet a little bit with a lot of stuff on my plate. And item two, I thought I knew based on everything we've talked about. Something like this should have been said, hey, this is what we're talking, let's have a conversation. I think that's totally inappropriate, you know, that you didn't pick up the phone and have the conversation, knowing where I stand on this entire area, all right? I'll remind you, I said 81% of the people in that area, I'm going to represent those people. So I just want to be able to sit down and have the conversation to flush this out. I don't want to do it right now. And I apologize that I'm going to be leaving. My parents were supposed to come into town on Thursday. They came in town today. They're leaving tomorrow morning, driving to California, and flying out to Hawaii for the next 6 months. So I'm not going to see my parents for the next 6 months. And family's obviously very important.
Table to table. Next meeting?
Yep, and then we'll work on this and see how we can come to some sort of,
Sure.
All right.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion to table the next meeting? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And Alderman Mayer has left the room at 8:11 for the vote. So the vote is 4 ayes, no noes, 2 absent. Is that right? Yeah, absent. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And I'll ask to be excused, Your Honor.
See ya.
All right.
We don't have a quorum.
Do we what? Not have a?
Don't have a quorum at the moment. Here he comes.
There he is. Why will I? Maybe.
All right. We'll move on to G4. Standards and findings relative to natural resource special exception for Carol and Tom Donovan. Alderman Dandridge.
Move to approve.
No.
What's your? Okay, because it came to environmental, so I was thinking it was mine.
You're no, right. I'll make the motion to
withdraw
approve.
Seconded by Alderman Mayer. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor. And by the way, this is what natural resource special protection is all about. They're improving the natural resources, not taking away from them. So good job, Carol. And Tom. More Carol than Tom. It's all Carol. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G5, a resolution to release 60-foot side yard setback on a certified survey map number 5763, Rafael Chamura, owner. Alderman Dandria. No.
Well,
yes, this is you.
This did come to Plan Commission, and the Plan Commission did approve the motion. So I'd like to make the motion to adopt the resolution 2016.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6, an ordinance to amend the UDO, table 15-30603, to delete SIC classifications for membership organizations. It's been the subject of Plan Commission meetings, et cetera. Alderman City Attorney.
Approved by the council at the last meeting on one of these. Don't get into discussion on the subject, but staff mistakenly put the wrong recommendation in the bottom that said, well, it didn't say adopt the ordinance, and that's why staff brought it back here.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor signify with Dandria.
Yeah.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion
abstain.
Carries. Dan, we won't have a quorum.
Okay, then I'll say it was 3 to.
Three,
it's okay,
it was,
you have the right to.
It was 3. It was 3. It was 4-0. It's 3-0-1.
So I will say no then.
Okay, so the vote is 3 ayes, 1 no, no abstentions, 2 absent. And if I have to do that again, I'll die.
Can I just take a roll call?
Or you want to do a roll call? Whatever makes you happy.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Now, motion carries, 3 ayes, 1 no, no abstentions, 2 absent. Mr. City Attorney.
Just thought I'd make a point because there was a comment about the abstention situation. And I think that goes back to a subject matter that arose within the last couple of years.
We understand.
Very short version is 4 years, and this was supported by the league.
Please use the microphone.
It was majority of a quorum present and voting. There was a thought out there that an abstention was not voting, and that opinion has changed in the last couple of years. I'll say it's changed. But it all essentially dates back to a 1914 Wisconsin Supreme Court case. Majority of common council members voting in favor with the common council members present is sufficient for an item to pass, not all of the quorum voting.
You want
if one abstains.
Do you want abstention or no?
No, no was going to be my original anyway.
Okay, good. All right. Move on to item G7, an ordinance to amend 2015-2198, modifications for the annual budget for refund for funding the general elections, which has been a nightmare thus far. I mean, we've operated well, but it's a lot of work.
Move to approve.
It was already moved. That's
you can second it.
Barbara.
Barbara did. Yeah, you can. Well, you can
fine.
Second it.
No, just, I don't want to second it.
I'll second.
Oh, all right. Then we'll go to the other mayor. All those in favor,
no,
signify.
It's a roll call.
I'm sorry.
It's money.
Trying to move forward. Alderman, Madam Clerk.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion carries 4 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, 2 absent. Item G8, ordinance to create 133-6L, paragraph 7, relating to reporting for water use and equipment testing.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. City Attorney.
I just thought if the council members didn't ask questions, is there any guesstimate, Mr. City Engineer, as to what kind of gallons might be involved here? Because you're asking businesses to go through this. You have to measure how much water is going through your pipes while you're doing your mandatory annual test that the city requires.
Yeah,
I'm told the gallons can be as much as 2,000 to 5,000 gallons per, and we have close to 500 companies that do it. It's vitally important for the water utility to account for the lost water because this will soon be a standard for all water utilities to try to account for the water. And based on your percent lost water, we could be forced to do things. So it's imperative for us to try to account for the water so it's not technically lost water. We know where it's going, and it won't cost anything. It's just as they're doing their test, they know that they're testing it, you know, whatever gallons per minute. They know how many minutes. And they're just required to report it to us so that we can put it in our accounting spreadsheet.
So it's 200 to 500?
No.
I've heard 2,000 to 5,000 gallons. Fire chief could probably give me a better estimate. How many gallons?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
How many gallons would a company
water
lose
suppression system
by trying to test their fire suppression system? I mean,
oh, testing a system?
Yes. I've heard 2,000 to 5,000. Is that realistic?
Yeah, I mean, that's big. Extremely variable based on the size and the system and the setup and how long you're flowing. And
do they have to hire an expert to measure that then?
They have to hire an expert to do their test, and their expert doing his work should be able to tell us a good estimate.
Okay, so it's not like if it costs $100 for the expert to do the test, it's going to cost another $100 just to measure the water.
We're even supplying the tags. The only thing that will cost them is to fax us or email us.
So it's not some huge problem for the expert to do, and he's not going to be, or he or she is, or it is not going to be charging the business a bunch of money. Okay, just
there is a fine if they don't comply, but in theory, it shouldn't cost them anything to
comply. I know, and I don't know that you want to send a letter telling a man if you don't do this, you won't get fined.
No, we're
so
not.
So subject to technical changes. Well, you leave a code reference, but I don't know that.
Subject, your motion is subject to
technical to the ordinance also because citation and spacing and stuff.
The second was all
yes.
In there. Second subject to the technical corrections to the ordinance and the by the city attorney.
Wasn't you?
And the letter.
And the letter. And whatever else he wants to fix. Okay, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G9, returning for its third engagement, the status of the noxious weed determination for Alderman Mayor.
Well, as you can see from the letter, I think we finally reached an agreement by all parties, so I would move to place on file.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Boy, that was energetic. Item G10, Health and Dental Plan Claim Administration Service, our stop loss and broker services for 2017, our annual fund time.
This was provided to you in the folder I just handed out. What I gave out were the proposals that the personnel committee went through in detail last night. They did recommend approval. In the packet, I'll very quickly go through it. It's the first page. shows you the numbers of our current year pricing for our current engagement with Humana. The second page shows you the pricing for Humana's original presentation to us. If you look at the red percentages on the side, you can see they propose nearly a 15% increase in our stop-loss premium, which is one of the main areas you can control in your total health insurance spend. And they proposed an increase of nearly 14% of the total maximum claims costs that we could be liable for. Depends upon claims, because we insure against an individual person's claims exceeding $60,000 and against the total of all claims exceeding a certain number. And then their actuaries evaluate our claims history, going down into specifics of individuals, and try to determine what they think our claims will be, what they're willing to insure against. Those numbers were too high for us, and based upon the direction and authority you gave me back in March 15th meeting, and as I mentioned last budget meeting, we told the insurance broker Diversified to work with other carriers. They did get Humana down to what you see on page 3, which still was not adequate in my mind. And ultimately, what was recommended by personnel and our broker and myself, you see on the last page, and that is taking advantage of our continued membership in the Business Healthcare Group, which is the consortium, I explained a little earlier, a consortium of large businesses in southeastern Wisconsin who have leveraged that power to get better rates guaranteed. And they've been working for the last 2 years with United Healthcare on a project that is trying to reshape the industry, focusing on what they call premium doctors, where they're evaluating actually the service the doctor provides and the consistency, meaning they look at the rate of people having to go back in for claims, for, you know, infections or for corrections. So it evaluates not only the doctor's initial cost of service, but the ongoing cost of care until the issue is resolved. Using Sun Life, which is one of the nation's biggest reinsurers in this area, with whom our broker is a preferred provider, and United Healthcare is a preferred provider, Sun Life came in with a proposal where stop loss is only up 0.4%. And then the total claims actually going down from our current proposal with Humana, taking us back to where we were when we first had Humana 3 years ago. It is possible to use Sun Life and stay with Humana instead of switching networks, but Sun Life said that if they would still want our business as the insurer, but if it moved to Humana, the claims numbers would have to go up by something in the double digits. So basically, Sun Life has seen what United Healthcare is doing with the contracts they have in this Business Healthcare Group of Book of Business, and is able to actually bring down our maximum. So our risk here, by moving from Humana to United Healthcare Network, our risk is reduced by a cap of $600,000 compared to the Humana proposal. And so what you're looking at is a recommendation for this last page. So that number on the bottom of that page, $3,850,672.08, is the number that gets inserted into the blank space in the council action requested. I would like to add one thing, and this was not discussed yesterday at the personnel committee meeting. You can see in the claims administration fee, which is the middle section there, those are the services that United Healthcare, as our third-party administrator through this, would be providing. There is one there that as we continue to work this, we realize is not in their base contract, but it is something that we have in our current one and we would want. The cost is pretty nominal, but what I would suggest adding to the end of the existing motion, which says with the bottom line total estimated cost of, and then that $3.8 million number, add, which may include additional modifications to claim administration fees and services as negotiated by the Director of Administration, of not to exceed $7,500. So there's a small amount. Specifically, I'm aware of one, which is a $1 per employee per month cost, so about $207 a month, about $2,400, which has them serve and using their outside second-party appeal claim. And we do want that second-tier appeal to be independent of the city when there are claims. So it's a nominal fee. And so the $7,500 actually builds in a little bit of cushion for me for as we get the final contract. If they have a small administrative service fee that wasn't picked up, I don't have to bring the whole thing back to you. So I padded $5,000 out of the $3.8 million. The way it was worded, it limits my authority just to the administration and lets us add that. So as
motion
written,
to approve the council action on page 162 with the insertion of $3,850,672.08 and the language as read into the record by Mr. Liberta.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion and a motion, Alderman Mayor, Alderwoman Mayor.
I just have a question. You said something about the $600,000 cap.
If you look,
saving us the $600,000 cap.
If you look at page 2 and look at the total estimated maximum cost, $4.6 million. Humana then brought that down on page 3 to $4.5 million. Moving to United Healthcare, that cost goes down to $3.8 million. So that's a $600,000 difference. Staying with Humana, we could end up being liable for claims, what's closer to seven, but.
Closer to eight.
Yeah. We could be liable for claims as in total cost as much as that 4.5, whereas with United Healthcare, we're basically protected at the 3.8. That bottom number that I used includes the difference in the fixed cost. So just claims, you would be comparing the 3.2 to 3.9, which is a couple lines up. So
and
that's
if you're scoring along with us, it's $792,730.
Before you vote, I do need to make one correction to the council action sheet on page 2, the second paragraph references Humana's broad medical network, and of course I meant United Healthcare's there, because as the whole council action sheet discusses, it is a move from Humana to United Healthcare.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, this is the employee health share of the agreement, which moves to Mark Liberta.
We have continued to try to increase our employee participation in their health care every year since Act 10, and actually we had been doing it slowly before that as well, by about 0.5% a year. This brings us up to an employee paying 14% of the premium for their health care if they participate in the health risk assessment, 18% if they do not.
Is there a motion to amend and adopt the employee share?
So moved.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion carries. 3 ayes, 1 no. No abstentions. 2 absent. We move to. Bless you, Joel. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes. Okay. You're the mayor.
Keep with that thought. Item G12 was committee of the whole recommendations for the budget. That's been tabled to the public hearing. So we move on to G13, purchase of a property for sale in the Woodview neighborhood. Is there a motion to enter closed session? Is there a desire? Joel's kind of nodding up and down. Mr. Dandrea?
You want? Sure. I'll make the motion.
All right. The motion is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub E to consider potential acquisition of property for public park purposes in the general southwest area of the city and re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters? Madam Clerk. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Motion carries. We're closed.
I can't see it there, so.
Turn off the mic.
G7. Is there a motion to direct staff to go forth as we discussed in closed session, specifically Mr. Liberta?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We go on to G14, renewal of a dissemination agent agreement for Ellerson Associates.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
To what? Which one?
I didn't even hear that.
Oh. Yes, it's just to allow it to renew. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go on to H1. Licenses. Who's going to do that? Alderwoman Mayer. Go. Hey, this is a short list and not bad.
It is kind of short. Rock
for your initial meeting, you got to read each of the names.
The Rock Sports Complex approved. Enthusiasts approved LLC, approved pending inspections. Pandora LLC approved pending inspections, and the rest of them were approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Well.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
I can call Meg.
I had a question on one of the operators.
I'll ask a question. I know we want to go, but.
For the record, I did not call for a vote. Alderman Dandrea.
First of all, on the Rock, were there discussions in regards in licensing regarding the parking for this event?
Yes. They will not have very many people. There's like 300 people that they're expecting. There should be no issues with.
Because they're going to be running all on the roads in there, so where are they going to be parking? They're going to have enough in the parking lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Plenty.
Okay. And then I did have another question regarding the Indian Palace. This location has changed hands in the last couple of years, three plus times. This license is this. This is just a, they just want a Class B and Class C, correct? Okay.
Madam Clerk.
The prior license was a Class B combination, so beer and liquor, and it was a reserve license.
Correct.
And the Common Council had granted a economic grant, which is different than the public grant. This was an economic grant, which was a $10,000 fee, and then the Common Council authorized the grant. Since that had occurred, the state law changed and no longer allows for a municipality to do economic grants. So the council amended the municipal code to take away the code, which then would mean this applicant, if he wanted a Class B combination at that location, would have had to pay the regular license fee plus a $10,000 reserve fee. And he chose not to do that. And since the main operation is not liquor or, in this case, wine. They are permitted to get a Class C wine license with a Class B beer license.
So the discussion on that was that they would, you know, that they are accepting of that, and then they'll just see how that goes, and if there's, you know, enough demand for it, then they may just pay for it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Motion on the floor has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I move back to item F. F1, a letter from, well, it's labeled as the Ballpark Commons team, but I know it came from Mary Claire Lancer. Is there a motion to place on file?
So moved.
By the, can Alderman, I just make a statement here?
Alderman Mayor.
This came up because there was lots of comments that the hosting this event, that they breached the cap of the landfill and that all of the toxic material was able to escape through that breach. And then the discussion was subsequently that all of these runners were exposed to the toxic things that were covered in the landfill potentially. And so my question about the letter was just to make sure that that cap on the landfill was not breached. And it is down a ways, but the Warrior Dash did not penetrate the cap of the landfill, and that was the purpose of the request for the letter, to make sure that that was out there. So,
in addition, the clerk and I received correspondence challenging the placing of this letter on file or even including in the packet. I believe that the writer of that letter was sorely misinformed about the purpose. Letters and petitions are, anybody can send us anything at any time and we can put it on. It's no big deal. But as it relates to representing organizations, that only applies to those individuals who choose to stand up at a public hearing and say they represent a certain group or not. Those have to be registered with the city clerk with an affidavit, with a letter saying that an action of their condominium or association board has authorized. So this does not apply to any of that. Okay.
And I did inform the author of the letter.
Why? Anyway, the next item, F2, is a letter from Baker Tilly relating to their response.
Vote on the last.
Oh, yes. All those in favor, please on file, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. F2 is a letter from Baker Tilly outlining their audit responsibilities to us. It's a mandatory letter to management.
Motion place.
Second.
File.
You should read it, though. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item I1, which is payrolls and voucher. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of October 13, 2016 in the amount of $778,912.15. And payroll dated October 14th, 2016, in the amount of $361,989.75. And payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount of $204,433.83 plus city matching payments. And pay the estimated payroll dated October 28th, 2016, in the amount estimated amount of $388,000. And payments to the various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $426,000 plus matching payments.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman.
We'll have to call a paramedic here.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Four ayes, no noes, two absent, no abstention. I rotated that around. And with thanks to Mark and Paul for coming up with the new way of doing this. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor? Signify.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried.